Good morning. I bring greetings to you today from the North Carolina High School Athletic Association Foundation Board of Trustees. I'm Bill Steed, former member of the NCHSA Board of Directors. And as a former board member and former superintendent, I understand the challenges that the Athletic Association member schools face every day, especially with their athletic budgets. Since the foundation's inception in 2023, the Athletic Association Foundation Board of Trustees has made it a priority to continue to put money into the school's fund as the Athletic Board Association Board of Directors for years did every other school in the district through education-based grants, special coach and administrative award, athletic scholarships, annual distributions to all member schools, and while honoring the donor's intent. Currently, the Board of Trustees is assessing the methodology of year-end distribution to schools. This coming school year, we will be seeking input from member school principals and athletic directors regarding the distribution method to gather insights from your perspective. As a board, we must also answer to donors regarding how funds are allocated to the schools and how schools are utilizing those foundation funds. We want to conduct a simple survey of the association membership following these regional meetings to gather input on how you feel the funds should be distributed and on what basis, whether this should be strictly grant application based or blank distribution using some sort of formula. And if so, what the formula would look like. The current formula considers annual membership dues and a three-year average of individual student percentage plus a multiplier. However, we would like to streamline this process and perhaps some consideration on the number of teams that each school would have and how it impacts the direct athletic budget. The fiduciary responsibility of the trustees is to ensure that interest earnings are being used as intended by donors and that funds are granted annually per the official spending policy and IRS rules, while also recognizing that funds need to be raised to replenish what is being spent annually to ensure the perpetuity of the foundation. As you hear this, you think about your own school. I encourage you to provide feedback when you get the chance in the survey. The more perspective we gain from you, the better we, as trustees and fiduciaries of the foundation, can build a distribution model that works for everyone. Our schools, our student athletes, our coaches, our administrators, and our foundation donors. If you have any questions following this meeting, please reach out to any of the trustee members or the volunteer staff. Thank you so much for your time.